What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Toasty Podcast. If you're looking for the number one politics, society, and culture podcast, you've come to the right place. Sky created the Toasty brand to empower independent thinkers such as himself to stand up for what they believe in. We call that staying toasty. If you support our work, please subscribe and tell others about our show.
Well, masks, bro. I haven't flown in the last 2 years.
You haven't flown at all with the mask thing?
I actually have. Dang, I lied. I flew. Yeah, because I flew to Jackson's Hole. You know?
Yeah.
Wyoming's. Dude, so I'm talking to a girl.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I'm not going to talk.
Sky's in love.
I'm not going to talk a lot about her because she would probably beat me up.
Oh, is she that 6 foot Amazon?
TBH. No, she's not the Amazon woman.
Oh, dang.
However, she was like, wow, that's insensitive, calling her Amazon woman. I'm like, girl, it's not like I'm not, it's not bad at all. She's 6 foot, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, I haven't seen her at all. She's probably in Oregon right now doing a freaking bicycle tour or whatever. Mm. Yeah, okay. Anywho, won't name any names here. But
it's Sarah.
She's pretty cool, man.
Is it Sarah?
No, dude. She's pretty cool. I'm not gonna say the name.
Crystal?
Don't do that. Stop it. She'd be so mad.
Fanny?
Yeah, it's Phoebe actually. No, it's not. Dude.
No, I said Fanny.
I know what you said, but I'm throwing you off the ball, dude. Try to get you off the chase. Anyway.
I'm committed.
Whatever, dude. it was actually a setup. Mm? So it's interesting. Because, you know, it's so funny to me. My friends suck at setups. They just don't do it. And I'm not, you know, I guess it's not a bad thing, but I'm just being blunt about it. They'd be like, well, it's not our job. Maybe not. I'm not going to say it's their job. It's not. But they'll be, you know, they want me to have a girlfriend. I know it, you know. I'm always freaking fifth and sixth wheeling out here. Sorry, fifth and seventh wheeling out here. So it's just kind of like, mm-hmm. Whatever. So, yeah, man, this was a girl. So you know about the high school reunion that I told all you guys about. Well, at the high school reunion, a girl that I went to school with actually said, hey, I know a girl that you might like, and sent her my way, man. So far, so good, I think.
Let's go. How many dates?
I wouldn't say dates. We've hung out twice. I've made it on purpose. I haven't said, hey, I want to take you out on a date yet. Not yet. Because I don't know if she's even moving here yet. So that's the problem is that she lives in East Texas, right?
Oh.
And so it's just kind of a waiting game. And I like her. She's cool. You know, she really is. If she's watching this. But yeah, dude.
I bet she's watching.
Yeah, she probably will.
I'm sure the feeling's mutual. If she hung out with you more than once, you know.
Bro, if she's still talking to me now, yeah, come on, dude. It's pretty easy to decide
cool.
If you don't like somebody or whatever.
I'm glad that. That's going on.
Yeah, I don't have a crazy story about it, you know? She hasn't done anything wild like all these other girls, so that's freaking good.
Yeah, you know? She hasn't, yeah.
God. Invited another guy to a date or anything.
Oh my you know, gosh, I forgot about that, dude.
Good old Anna. I'm going to say her name. Anyway, crazy. Yeah. Biatch. Anyway, so.
I wanted to say it, but I just... I know, dude.
It was maybe I feel bad, maybe I don't. I'm not sure yet.
Oh man, what? I don't feel bad about anything I do, so I don't know why I held back just then.
But speaking of women, dude, Amber Heard. So did you
speaking
you
of been, bitches? No, I'm just kidding.
Have you been keeping up with?
Oh
that
yeah,
all?
Dude. Oh yeah.
Isn't that
Johnny
crazy?
Depp just got awarded $15 million by the jury, but because of
they have to pay Amber Heard because of that random tidbit of quote unquote defamation from the lawyer.
Yeah, the
it's
lawyer.
So weird.
Yeah, if I was Johnny Depp's lawyer, I'd be like, hey, there goes your fees, bud. But
why? Because it was the lawyer's fault.
Yeah, the lawyer is the one that.
Oh, Johnny Depp would say,
yes.
Oh, there goes your fees.
Yeah.
Oh.
Johnny Depp's lawyer.
He doesn't give a crap about the money, though, dude.
Nope.
The good thing about this whole trial is, first, it's like a slap in the face to feminism. Second, it's like a freaking vindication for Johnny Depp. It's basically saying, Disney, come on, where you at?
And
you know,
it's the final like nail in the coffin for the whole Me Too movement.
If you think so?
Oh, 100%, dude. The whole believe all women thing, dude.
Oh, over. Well, that, okay, you're right. And I agree. I thought that was kind of over
and,
already.
I mean, yeah, and Me Too was kind of fading out, but it's like, now it's just like, this was like the quintessential.
Do you think it'll cause any societal problems with actual abuse cases?
No, I think it's actually going to be good for public opinion and for, it could spur, we talked about like one of our very first episodes, how we wanted to talk about men's rights. We've never talked about it.
Really?
In like divorce.
Oh, crap. Yeah. I didn't do that yet because I wanted to have someone on that actually can talk about it.
But anyway, it's
if you're a single dad,
I think it could spur the conversation about that more. So the whole thing is we're going to go from like believe all women to like maybe we should question the whole
just
narrative.
Everything. Just question everything, bro. Yeah, that's so the whole
I'm
point.
I'm saying question all women. I'm
it's
saying
supposed to. It's a trial. And the problem with it now is that, you know, in Texas especially, there's no trial. There is a trial, but it's like, you know.
It's more just a series of hearings.
It's a series of hearings, and then you know the verdict already before you even start. Mm-hmm. You know? The woman is right, no matter what.
Yep.
Yeah, it should cause some questions for sure. Johnny Depp was doing like playing guitar in United Kingdom.
Yeah, I saw that.
He wasn't even there, you know? I was like, dang. But he had a previous engagement or whatever. I don't know, man. She's broken, and it sucks.
She's a sociopath.
She needs help. Yeah, she's a sociopath.
The thing is,
she needs to go down. Joe Rogan was saying this. She's like, she needs to go down to freaking South America and do some ayahuasca, and then...
Yeah, I don't think that'll help because I think she's a sociopath.
You don't think so?
No.
Dude, ayahuasca apparently does some crazy stuff, man. Changes lives, dude. Makes you a whole new person.
Yeah.
You meet, like, people, apparently. Gods or whatever. So, I don't know.
I can imagine, but it's...
I'm into it. I kind of want to try it. Not that specifically, but, you know, just psychedelics in general. I've never done that before.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's how you would respond. So, how does it go, you know?
I would highly recommend... Anyone, any age do...
Any age?
Yes.
Chill out a second.
100% any age. Well, not... Okay, not below it, like 18.
Let's be clear here, guys. Probably 21. Don't be stupid about
it. I'm saying, like, I'm thinking on the old spectrum, not the young spectrum.
Well, you can't... Okay, I get what you're saying.
Right. I'm saying, like, if you're 85 and you're just like, man...
What is life?
What do I...
Why am I doing? What am I doing here?
I've been retired for 20 years and I've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I would say definitely try LSD because you'll never...
LSD specifically? Mushrooms? Yeah. What else?
I would say, LSD is not
the same. I know it's not. Yeah, I know. I'm asking about which one specifically. So you think LSD is the one, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know all the differences. I think they're similar in ways, but I don't know.
They're all hallucinogens.
I mean, they're all hallucinogens. I just know that ayahuasca apparently is like the freaking, the one, you know, it's going to cause you to freaking diarrhea and throw up, and then you have crazy hallucinations. So
yeah, it's I've heard, I don't know, I've never done it, but I've heard that it's like a 12-hour, 8-hour ordeal.
And I'm reading a book about it right now. So
which
that's
is about, that's actually about normal. Like LSD lasts anywhere from 8 to 12 hours.
Really?
If you take a handful of mushrooms, it can last anywhere from 8 to 12 hours. If you do what's called microdosing, you just take like a gram of mushrooms.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't, I feel like that's not it. I feel like that's not, I get why you would microdose, but it's a different outcome in my opinion.
That's more of
know?
Like a therapeutic.
Yeah, and I'm thinking like, no, I want to experience some purple beings.
Well.
You know? And I'm exaggerating, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I'm there for that.
I think the best use of psychedelics, honestly, is for not necessarily for recreation, but more for like self-reflection.
Yeah, introspection. Like you're actually, and I agree completely.
And creativity.
Well, like I haven't done it, but that's why
really
I would do
hard
that.
To like draw or paint on hallucinogens because your depth perception and your just your perceptions in general visually are very skewed.
Can you write stuff?
Not very well.
Dang, dude. Because that's one thing I want to do,
tape
right?
Recorder.
When you're... Oh.
Yeah. Or just, you know, video like we do right now. Plug in your phone.
We're not going to put this on the podcast, but...
Well, the thing is...
But I'd be down to record it.
Yeah, the thing is...
you guys will never see this.
The thing is... You're not going to want to sit in one place.
Right. It's the worst, right?
No, it's great.
Oh, sitting in one place? Oh.
No, not sitting in one place is
I'm saying
the
sitting
in
one place is the worst,
sorry,
right?
I was going to say...
Why
like,
would you, right?
Yeah, that would be...
But you also need somebody with you that's not on it.
No, you don't. That's,
what?
That's dumb.
What? I'm not going to do it alone.
Well, don't do it alone.
But like, there doesn't have to be a babysitter?
No.
That's what it was always like, you need
you're
somebody...
You're an adult.
That, no, I know I'm an adult, but what's going to happen? I'm going to walk outside and
okay,
think
so
like,
do you take any... You know? Oh, God.
I'm the newbiest of noobs here, man.
MAOA... like MOIA inhibitors, like antidepressants or anything like that?
I have before. Any anxiety? No, I don't.
But you don't take them regularly.
No, I don't take them now at all. I don't take anything.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I'm a free bird. I'm a holistic guy, bro. Ashwagandha, so freaking creatine.
The only thing is that MAOI inhibitors, you should absolutely never mix with any hallucinogens.
Oh, well, that makes complete sense. You shouldn't mix them with anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly.
Like, they're insane.
They're not good.
It's like you're technically causing a chemical imbalance on purpose.
Well, yeah.
Or a chemical balance.
And mushrooms are a toxin.
Right.
Psilocybin is a toxin.
Holy crap, dude.
So
it's wild.
Yeah.
I would love to go down that rabbit hole.
It's also a toxin that physically cleanses your digestive system.
Oh.
And it's actually really good for your digestive system. Your stomach hurts, like you get real nauseous for like the first hour. And then
don't you drink orange juice with it or something?
That's what I do. I actually grind it up into a powder, then pour it into orange juice or like a shot of lemon juice or lime juice.
Yeah.
Like a little bit in your stomach. I would eat like a light sandwich, like maybe a half a PB&J or something, or a small PB&J, something that's in your stomach but not going to fill it up, right? And then take a shot of ground up mushrooms and OJ or lemon juice or whatever. Anything citric acid actually helps break down the psilocybin and it makes it work faster. And then in about 15 minutes, you're going to start feeling a little bit, and then you'll start feeling the nausea and the tightness in the stomach. And if you can just kind of just relax and get some fresh air, move around, take a little walk, and just kind of ease into it. Maybe watch a movie. That's one of my favorite ways to get into it.
Just watch a movie, huh?
Yeah, just watch like, or even just watch like a TV show that you really
It's so
like.
Long of a thing that you can watch a movie and you're only an hour and a half in.
Yeah, you're peaking about 4 hours in.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah.
This is a long thing.
It's a day.
Get the day off.
You have to. Jeez, dude. It's a day off.
That's insane, man.
Preferably two. But well, the thing is, you take it and you're going, and I'd say in about 30 minutes, you kind of start questioning whether you're feeling it. And then within about an hour, you're like, okay, definitely shit's going on. Like I can feel it in my.
Are you like actually still conscious enough to be like, oh, I know what's going on?
100%.
Really?
100%. Yeah. And it's a stimulant. So I don't know if you've ever taken any sort of Adderall or anything like that, or
I don't have to. I have
a lot of
actually.
Caffeine or I've like a pre-workout.
Yeah, of course.
Pre-workout's way more extreme than any, you know, mushroom stimulant.
Well, yeah, mushroom stimulant. It's like rhodiola. It's a mushroom.
And right. Exactly.
Or cordyceps.
It's probably like the equivalent of 3 or 4 cups of coffee. It's a pretty good stimulant, but it's not going to like kill you, right?
Or make you 3 or 4 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
That's a little bit wild.
Your eyes will dilate for sure.
A little bit wild.
I would say probably 200 milligrams of caffeine.
That's what I want. Fixes your digestive system.
Right. That's part of it. It's a toxin. It's
freaking laxatives out here.
Right. And it is a laxative as well.
Dude.
So, after about an hour, there's none of the digestive symptoms exist.
They go away.
They go away. They either go away or you take a nice shit. And you're like,
wow.
Oh, yeah, this is nice.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm reading this book called Immortality Key. And it's this guy that was an atheist. He grew up. And I guess an evangelical Christian home, turns atheist, and then he goes on this research frenzy, and he does ayahuasca like 15 plus times, and he does all this crap, and he like studies all the history about it and all this stuff, right? And he puts it all in a book. I'm not all the way through the book yet, obviously, but so far the gist of it is, I think he's asking a what if question, and he's kind of like, what if all of these people, these ancient people, Greece and all this stuff, they were all just tripping balls and seeing these things for real in their visions, and they were just writing it down, and then boom, we have the Bible. I think that's where he's going with it. Not positive yet.
Right.
Very interesting. I'm like, what the heck? It's wild.
Yeah. The only thing is,
not going to say I believe any of that. I'm just saying what he's doing the research for, and he's trying to prove, you know.
And there's a lot of people that claim or that said the same thing kind of like about the Dead Sea Scrolls and how they were essentially based on people tripping off either ergot or mushrooms or some sort of hallucinogen that was found naturally, typically mushroom, and how the Bible's based off that. And it's like, the thing is, the Bible spans thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
And
but also, even if it was, I don't think
mushrooms and other hallucinogens do not grow in the desert.
The other thing is, I actually believe in like other things happening around us. So even if that was the case, I'm still like, okay, is it not real then? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, do you not like it's this thing of I definitely think when people talk about the fact that they meet this purple goddess and then this guy around the world says the exact same story and they did DMT, mm-hmm. kind of weird, kind of like what's going on here. They see the exact same visions and stuff. Bro, come on. Well, and so that's why I'm like...
I think that's coincidence.
You think so? 100%. But that's why I'm like, dude, like, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, I guess.
And now, that you're kind of like, wild. Now that it's in the back of your head and you've heard that purple goddess thing,
it'll be there for me too. I get it, but this is two people that didn't.
You might close your eyes and see something like that, but
totally understandable. It's already in my subconscious. I get that part. It's like Inception. It's a seed, but I'm talking about like freaking across the world. So they don't know anything about each other, kind of thing. Yeah. And then later on, they're like, "Whoa, really?" And then they're like freaking out about that. So that's just one of those things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, yeah, it could be coincidence, whatever. Anyway, sorry, I went down that rabbit hole, but man, I was feeling that.
Rabbit holes are fun.
So, I also started digging into astrology.
Oh, gosh. That's a crock, dude.
Is it, though? No. Anyway, I was just reading some of the history behind it, bro. It's just so funny. So, I'm a Gemini, right? And I was like, man, let's get into this, you know? Well, the mythology of it is, apparently, I'm Zeus's son, A. And second, or Geminis are, or whatever. It's the twins, Pollux and Castor, of course. But my problem with it is this. One of them is Pollux, and it means the mighty king, and then Castor means the one who has arisen from the underworld. That's not sketchy.
So you're like a mighty king that's arisen from the underworld?
What the hell, right? And then it says both names are titles of Nergal, a major Babylonian god of plague and pestilence who was king of the underworld. Wow. And I'm like, wait a second, dude. Wait a second, man. I'm a positive guy. Yeah. I'm optimistic. I'm not from the underworld.
Maybe that's why you left. Know?
Oh, my gosh. Be gone, yeah. Satan.
Maybe like, you know what? Y'all guys are so negative down here. I'm leaving. I'm going back to Earth.
Be gone, lady of the night. Anyway. Anyway, I just was reading a lot of crap, dude. That's neat. Dude, they go ham on this stuff.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, I have an element. I'm air, you know? Like,
oh, dude. And your name's Sky. That's so cool.
I guess so, dude. But also, there is... what do they call it? Modalities. And so these modalities for Gemini are, it said like mutable and, hold on, let me look at this real quick. Positive is my polarity. So it's either positive or negative.
Okay.
And then mutable is my modality. And there's three mutables. All right. There's three modalities. And the modality of mutable essentially means that I, hold on, let me read, adaptability, flexibility, resourcefulness, apparently. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Cardinal is action, dynamic, initiative, great force, and fixed is resistance to change, great willpower, inflexible. So
that one's me.
Well, that's fixed, and I don't know what is...
fixed as fuck.
What are you? What are you? Let's do it on the show right now. What a sign are you, bro?
I was born in early September, that's all I know. I think it's a Virgo.
Early September.
Yeah. I think that's what that is. I don't know because I don't think that's real. I think it's stupid, but
well, I mean, let's find out. Let's September see what?
4th.
September 4th?
Yeah.
You are a Virgo, the maiden. Wow. You're negative polarity.
Shocker.
Sucks to suck. And mutable. So the same as me. Your triplicity, golly, they have so many weird ass names, dude, is earth and mine is air. So yeah, that makes sense. Autumn is your season because it goes by the actual degrees of whatever. It's astrology, right? It's mm-hmm. like ecliptic longitude is what it goes by. I don't know, dude. All this stuff is whack, bro. But that makes me think these guys were on psilocybin. You know what I mean? I'm like, what were
just,
they doing?
I think they were just bored.
You think so?
Yeah. I think they were bored and then they kind of conglomerated a lot of information. And then,
yeah, how do they have planets on here? Like your planet.
People latched onto it, and then they were like, well, if people are latching onto it, it must be, you know, real or relevant, and I must continue this research.
What do you have to say
there's
for
no
like
scientific basis for any of that?
Well, there's no scientific. Okay, whatever. No, what do you have to say? Weapon. Masks don't work. No, I'm just kidding. What do you have to say to marriages that fail and it's signs that don't normally work together? Do you blame it on that at all?
What about the marriages?
Do you ever?
No. What about the marriages that work and they're in the same situation?
Maybe they are. I don't know. I just wanted to see what you'd say. I don't know. I'm trying to play devil's advocate out here. Bro, I don't believe in any of it either, but it does kind of correlate with things that are like me, but that's all I can say about it.
I was going
to
say, I feel like the descriptions are
you
so
can always, yeah, you can always attach that shit, bro.
Right.
Because I don't have willpower on mine. I'm just... telling you what, I have willpower. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm just kidding. Have you seen Stranger Things? Do you watch that show?
No, I don't. I saw your tweet about it.
But... Bro, what? You did?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, dude. Thanks for not liking it. No, I'm just kidding, dude.
No, well, I didn't like it because I don't watch Stranger Things.
Dude, no one likes my shit, dude. No one likes my tweets, man. I'm just a nobody on Twitter, apparently. Anyway, yeah, my thing with Stranger Things is it really did go like buck wild. Like it went from, you know, friends hanging out to straight up friends hanging out with like some underworld tendencies, like with some weird demon stuff in it, but not really. To The Ring in like four seasons. Like, it's straight up a horror movie now, a horror show.
Whoa.
It's insane. I'm like, wow. They had to have a, whenever you first watch the first episode of the fourth season, the latest season, Uvalde had just happened. And so they had to have a statement that says, due to the current circumstances from Uvalde, our hearts go out to these people. This, the first scene of this episode may be unsettling, and like was just basically a warning. It was wild, dude, and I was like, oh my god, yeah, I can see it. But I mean, trauma, you know, that's what it is. But
right,
but have you heard of, have you been keeping up with that?
Yeah,
dude,
I mean, relatively
insane. It is wild. I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook, but that's just becoming more and more true. I said it's a complete failure of law enforcement, and it's just becoming more and more true.
Yeah,
and like now they're pitted against each other pretty much. Because the freaking police guy, the what's his name?
The chief?
The guy that, yeah, that runs the Uvalde Police Department. He got elected to be city council member.
Oh.
He had already been elected, and like, he was sworn in this week.
Wow.
And they did a private swear-in ceremony because, you know, obviously, for obvious reasons, people might be like, wait, I take it back. I don't want this guy.
There's a very good chance he's going to get recalled instantly.
Yeah, well, he is no longer cooperating. Publicly, he's no longer cooperating with Texas law enforcement.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's insane, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's brutal. A complete cover-up. Like, the whole thing is insane. They have six cops in Uvalde. That's all they have. They go to this scene, and this guy that runs these six cops in this small town that has a budget of $38 million, which, for reference, $38 million for the school district, I can compare it to, like, Weatherford. It's $105 million. Weatherford's 105 million, right? The populations are slightly different, but they're not that different. They're not insane. The fact is they have a low budget for their school system. I'm just going to say that right now.
Right.
Which, you know, you can always blame that if you wanted to, but whatever. That's also gone down over the past few years by millions, the budget has for school, the school district. But this guy that runs six cops is going to be the leader of this whole operation. That's essentially what happened. He was in charge because it was his jurisdiction, I guess, right?
Right, yeah.
What's up, guys? This is Sky from the Toasty Podcast. To keep this short, I just want to let you know, I don't like doing the support with a donation. I like to do a support with giving you a product. So with that said, go to toasttoliberty.com and you'll find all of our merch there. That's mainly t-shirts, actually, not really all different types of merch. But buy a t-shirt that supports us, that supports the show, that keeps us moving forward. And they're not gimmicky t-shirts either. They're not Gildan from Walmart. They're not these terrible clothing brands. It's nice, soft material that you would actually like to wear time and time again. And, of course, it shows us off as well. So if you guys want to support us, please go to toasttoliberty.com and buy a t-shirt there. Instead of clicking the donate button. I'm not really much of a donate guy. I'd rather have an actual physical product in your hands for supporting us. So toasttoliberty.com, check us out there. Now back to the show. It's just wild to me that they listen to him, I guess.
Yeah, well,
you know,
you have to follow. First of all, you have to follow the protocol. And since Columbine, the protocol is you go in and kill the guy. There's no way to
leave the hostage. Yeah, immediately.
And then the chief of police basically said, you know, they're treating it like a barricaded shooter situation instead of an active shooter situation.
Right, like almost like it's hostage now, so, but that doesn't matter.
I think he needs to be criminally prosecuted for dereliction of duty and neglect.
Wow.
Because he wasn't sworn in. And I mean, even almost to an extent, manslaughter. I mean...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think they should throw the book at him. He should, go to jail for sure, 100%.
Apparently he's kind of in hiding. And they have cops there now.
Oh, dude, I bet people are literally
like
out
that.
For blood.
Oh, no doubt. But you know, the another one of the questions was, you know, the door propped open thing. There's actual evidence now, video and all that crap. The teacher's lawyer now has come out and said that none of that's true about her propping it open and then reopening it, closing it and reopening it and all that crap. None of that's true. She's like, no. What happened is she had it propped open. They were bringing in food. They had some event they were doing in the school, so it was propped up with a rock. She goes out, sees the wreck, or she was there, heard the wreck, walked outside, called 911. Then he gets out of his truck and jumps the fence. She sees a gun. She gets in, kicks the rock, and then lets the door close. It's automatic locking doors. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, did that fail? Because he still got in.
Well, I mean, if he's got...
It's not a question. They failed. There's the lock. Either the lock's gone or he got in some other way, but I'm pretty sure
he shot the lock and kicked the door.
Maybe he shot the lock.
Right.
You know, and I don't think they're that hard to shoot. I'm thinking of like whenever I was going to school, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, not if they're... But I was thinking of the school doors, like they're wooden. They're not metal. They have the metal handle thing that you push in, you know, and then they have that one little... latch system that holds it in place, which is welded to the bar that goes straight up and down, and it is attached on both
now,
roof
in my,
and ground.
In my high school,
by metal,
I can't exactly remember the middle schools, but I know in my high school there were glass doors.
That, whoa,
they were
for real? Locking.
Yeah,
glass doors.
Yep. An active shooter easily, and we had huge windows in all the classroom. An active shooter easily could have got in my high school, no problem. Bust down the glass, bust down the window.
But those auto locking doors, though, huh?
Now, was there a window in the classroom that he got in? Because he was barricaded in one classroom.
I don't. That's more of the stuff we don't know.
Yeah. So
we might know if the kids were still alive, but you know we don't. So
right now the thing is like my thing is I would wait to talk about it because that's why I haven't really like done any videos on it because I was like I'm gonna wait till a lot of those
there's a lot of stuff still coming out, dude. It really is. Yeah, it's wild.
But it does look like at this point a
investigation
total failure of the chief of police and just a very delayed response.
Yeah, some of the stories, man. Like there was a girl that lived and she only lived because she smeared blood from her friend that was dying on her.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
yeah,
dude. This
you're
is like
10 years old,
apocalypto
9 years old?
Stuff, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like. Holy guacamole. And they said, you know, the campus cop or whatever you call it, resource officer, I don't know what they call it. Wasn't actually there originally. They have a bunch of lies going back and forth. You know, they're changing their story.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And our governor was lied to.
Oh, he was pissed. He gets out and he's like, I'm livid about this. Uh-huh. This is ridiculous. Now, here's what I want to say. He needs to do something. He needs to, like, show up. He needs to, like, be there. He needs to do something. Other than say he's livid. If he's livid, show us.
I mean, if I was Abbott, I'd sick the Texas Rangers on him.
You're going to do that? You're going to fire the guy somehow, some way? You're going to
figure
that out?
Well, he works for the city, not the state.
That's a good point. Fire the freaking head of DPS then, because he also lied to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's another thing he could do. He actually
Abbott's just not that tough, in my opinion. He's just not that, like, tough of a, you know,
he's not.
Boss.
We've already talked about this political windsock guy.
Trump would have.
I got the wrong information. Man. It was from you, DPS. Okay,
you out. Next guy. Right information day one. You slip up one word. You're gone too.
We have a great law enforcement, but not whenever you're shitty.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
You know, and then bam, out. Anyway, yeah, I agree with you, dude. Completely agree. So that's that. On that note, dude, it's a absolute tragedy, and I think it's disgusting that someone like that would want to even try to defend himself when he didn't do anything. And, like, they take an oath, dude. Like, and they specifically for freaking schools now because it's so prominent, you know?
Yep.
However, I will say statistically, handgun suicides happen more than school shootings still. That's still the thing.
And the whole...
The gun control thing from that, that's where I want to go with that.
Well, they say... Now they're saying that the whole new euphemism for gun control is gun safety. Like, all the Democrats have been saying, all the media has been saying, oh, this is just... It's about gun safety now. We just want to be safe with guns.
What?
Like, yeah.
Well, then, but then Biden comes out and says he wants to put a ban on the 72-hour like background check rule.
Yep. He said he wants to start banning quote high capacity magazines, and that's so Canada just banned handguns, buying, selling, or transport. You cannot even transport a handgun in Canada,
right?
Or import, obviously, and then. They banned any magazines over 5 rounds. Canada. Yeah. So They obviously don't have a Second Amendment like we do, but jeez, like what's going on? That's, dude, well, that's Canada's the, rolling down the path of tyranny. They're rolling down the path of Australia.
That's the thing about it. You know, people, just like always, they don't see the forest for the trees. They, you know, yeah, dude, it's just terrible. It's an atrocity. I agree. Like guns in this situation, man, that's crazy. But no one sees the down the road thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole give them an inch and they'll take a freaking mile or whatever, right. You know, and they don't understand it. And maybe it's paranoia, but it's justified in my opinion because it's happened time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things have been eroded, or rights have been eroded away over years and years and years. So it's like, what would really happen is you have gun control and then all of a sudden, you know, let's say they ban the 72-hour rule where literally if the background check does not happen within a certain span of time, you get your gun anyway. That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's just Virginia. I know Virginia is like that, so it may be just Virginia as a state. But he wants to ban that, essentially making it FBI's decision no matter what. So then what happens if, like, Matt Walsh or somebody asks for a gun and FBI is like, we don't feel like doing that background check. That's the way they gun control. That's the way they perform what they want to do without having a law that says we can't have guns.
Exactly.
And that's where it leads. And like I said, man, that's maybe paranoia, but dude, that's real. How they would do it.
And I mean, look at what the FBI's done. Look at what the IRS has done. Look what the FBI's done. Look what the CIA, the NSA, all of those agencies, none of them can be trusted by the average American at all.
Yeah.
Like if you are an average American, you go, oh, I mean, I guess I trust the FBI agent if he came to my door. You're an idiot. You're an absolute fool. And I'm saying every FBI agent. I don't trust a single one.
Yeah, none of them.
They're all spooks, in my opinion. They're all in the same category. I would not trust one of them. I don't see him as neighbors. I see anyone in the federal government, to be honest with you, as, I wouldn't say like an enemy. I'm not like Timothy McVeigh, you know, where I'm going to murder him and stuff like that. But
unless they try to do something crazy. But yeah,
if an ATF agent showed up at my door and said, "I'd like to take a moment to register all your guns," I'd say, "Okay, that would be the end of the conversation."
And then I'd close my door and lock it. Right? If he busts it down, you're done. You know,
yeah,
I wouldn't even
give him that much of a chance. But anyway,
there you go. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Shoot him in the ball sack.
Just don't shoot a guy in the nuts. No, it's just like it's. No, that's, I don't see that happening. I mean, you're going to have a very brutal Texas versus the rest war on your hands. Because, I mean, that would never happen in Texas.
Dude, literally, Uvalde is another example of why I don't trust law enforcement anyway.
They're not meant to protect you. They're meant to enforce the laws. That's all that law enforcement is there to do. They're not.
Right.
So the whole serve and protect is total bullshit. Yeah, they're not there to serve us. They're there to enforce laws. They're there to stop robberies. They're there to, you know, shoot a bad guy. They're there to write speeding tickets. That's it. If you're relying on law enforcement to protect you, you're naive, and you need to buy a gun for sure. I think everybody needs to buy a gun. You know, whether you just keep it in your house for home invasions,
right,
which are on the rise nationwide.
Yeah.
In every major city, home invasions are on the rise. Or whether you carry it on you. And now constitutional carry, open carry is pretty ubiquitous in about 30 states now. It's in maybe like 17 actually. But it's a lot. It's a good number of states where you can just carry a gun with no license, no,
hell yeah,
no training, which, I mean, you should have training. You should know how to use it. And you definitely should take a CHL class, even if it's not required.
Well, you know, I found out from Luke, you know, a guy I hung out with, or sorry, grew up with. He was a policeman. And he's like, there's no standard for police training or police, like, law enforcement or anything.
Statewide.
No, nationwide. Standard. He's like, every state is completely different. Every precinct is completely different. Like, I'm in Lynchburg, Virginia, he said, and he's like, now there are a few organizations that are ran privately to complete a standard. Like, they want to have a standard for how you treat and how what you enforce and stuff. And he's like, so in Lynchburg, you wouldn't get arrested just for having a gun. But he's like, but you go somewhere else in Virginia and you might get arrested just for having a gun because they feel like it. Mm-hmm. He's like, that's just what they feel like, you know, the law is there. And I'm like, what? And he's like, that's everywhere, all across every state pretty much. And he's like, the fact that they want to standardize you getting a gun is like hilarious because they don't do it for policemen. Not guns, but you know, anything, any of the stuff, really. So if you don't like the way a department runs, you just go to a different city, supposedly. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like, you want to do more, you want to be a dick and everything else, go somewhere else.
And that's the thing is, it's
wild.
Each town, each municipality has its own police force, has their own police standards, has their own training, has their own department, right? And it's the same as schools. Each school has its own funding, has their own property taxes, has their own resources. So
right.
That's just kind of the way it goes. I mean, I feel like that's a good way to run things because, exactly, if you don't like the way your department's run, you can just move one town over. You don't have to move your house, you know?
Right.
I think local power is better. Local sovereignty is just closer to the people, that government.
That's a good point.
So that does not necessarily a bad thing. I think that police training across the board needs to improve.
Sure. But of course.
So does a lot of training, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Feel like Americans have gotten just lazier and lazier and lazier.
Well, dude, I know you're gonna bring it up because you know you're freaking hard for Daily Wire. So what about that Matt Walsh's new documentary?
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
You've seen it? You watched it?
We watched it, and with the
dude, I tried to, bro. It kept locking
the DDoS
out on me.
Attack. You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yes, they got DDoS attacked.
What?
Yeah, their servers had to get shut down for about 15-25 minutes.
So was that today?
That was last night during the premiere.
Okay, well, I'm talking about today. I'm trying to log in and buy the stupid premium plan or whatever to watch this thing, right? And it was just not working.
They got the most memberships they've ever gotten.
It's probably why. Yesterday. It's probably because everyone's locked up. It's all locked up probably, but it's wild.
Yeah,
it was good though, huh?
Yeah, there was a demand on server attack.
It's crazy, man.
Their servers got shut down because a million bots a minute at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
This is we're talking about the documentary Matt Walsh came out with from the Daily Wire. It's called "What Is a Woman?" And yeah, it's pretty.
It's a 10 out of 10.
Supposedly, it's pretty awesome. I don't know.
It's really insane. Yeah.
Top Gun also got freaking top notch reviews.
Yeah.
So
biggest grossing movie Tom Cruise has ever made.
Yeah.
Biggest opening gross.
Really?
I should say. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Tom Cruise, but you know.
How can you not? What? I love Tom Cruise.
Have you ever seen this? I tell all my friends.
I like his movies. I should
listeners
say.
Listen up.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Magnolia? You should watch it. It's a good freaking movie. Has Tom Cruise in it. It's interesting. It's one of those films that you'd watch in a film school, most likely.
It's a film, not a movie.
Oh, bro. Yeah, I'm talking about. Okay. It's wild. But it's one of the first films that uses the nine-story or different multiple-storyline method, and it goes between these storylines. It does it with nine different characters, essentially showing you how they intertwine. How our lives intertwine, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tom Cruise is on there, and I'm pretty sure he's not acting, and that's why I don't like him. He probably is acting, but the way he acts in the film, I'm like, man, dude, this guy's insane, and he just acts just totally, whatever. I don't know. Now I think that's how he acts. So I'm like scarred for life. That's why I'm like, I'm not gonna watch any. But I watch his films. Don't get me wrong. I still watch his movies.
Well, Hollywood actors are just nutty. Especially the ones that are
Scientology,
long-term
bro.
Hollywood actors,
crazy
yeah.
dude. But
yeah. if you survive in Hollywood that long,
yeah.
you've got to be just.
I can't say Johnny Depp. Speaking of, he's crazy. He's not crazy. Amber Heard is too.
Yeah,
a little bit crazier, I think. But anyway, you know, I've seen. I got to give him props for being the guy that can jump from building to building and break his ankle and still keep going. You know, that's something that happened during the filming of this one, you know, and he'll just do all of his own stunts and that's pretty cool.
He's 58, 59. He's just boss.
Oh, dude, I forgot. I got to show you something and also play something on this Amber Heard thing real quick.
Okay. I'm going to talk about this article real fast, speaking about anti-guns and stuff.
Cool.
So this is from Daily Wire.
No way.
By Ryan Saavedra. DeSantis to veto $35 million Tampa Bay Rays facility over a team's anti-gun statement.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, he's vetoing the $35 million facility. Well, I'm guessing it's a training facility or something like that. Because it's not a stadium. It'd be like hundreds of millions. But yeah, it's a facility over a team's anti-gun statement. There was a statement after Uvalde about how they've been politicizing recent shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde. And
So DeSantis just did that, huh?
Yep.
He see, he's the guy that would fire the DPS officer.
Oh yeah,
it was in his
state.
He's
tough. Yeah, yeah. He takes action, which is really nice. I don't feel like Abbott has done anything.
Right,
he really has made absolutely no moves.
Biden hasn't really done.
Beto
much
made
here.
An absolute ass of himself. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Golly, like what a jerk!
You know his real name is Francis.
It's Robert Francis.
Yeah,
O'Rourke,
yeah, yeah, Robert Francis, bro. Weird.
Yes. Like, dude, like, what a shameful jerk. That was literally like the same or the next day, and I think it was the next day after the shooting, and families were there, like trying to get information on what happened, and he goes up there and grandstands like that, like,
yeah,
that was just. I said, there's no way. I just lost so many votes.
Like, yeah, that was like a total douchebag salesman move.
Yes.
And that's what it was. It wasn't anything. Yes. It wasn't anything good. There's nothing good
that
about
was,
it.
That was like sickening, yeah.
It doesn't matter what you could. You shouldn't have said anything, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
But you watch the police chief guy or whatever trying to talk to, and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah. I mean, just to politicize a situation like that is never, ever a good idea. Like no, one way or the other. So.
I agree, man. All right, let's listen to this, dude. This is good.
What is this?
So I'm just showing this. It's Amber Heard. Yeah. It's during the Amber Heard trial, but it's actually Johnny Depp's like text messages to a friend about Amber Heard.
Okay.
And he reads the, you know, these texts are wild, bro. And I'm like, you know, don't forget that Johnny Depp is also wild. He's crazy, you know?
Depp, you said, she's begging for total global humiliation. She's going to get it. I'm going to need your texts about San Francisco, brother. I'm even sorry to ask, but she sucked Mollusk's crooked dick and he gave her some shitty lawyers. I have no mercy, no fear, and not an ounce of emotion or what I once thought was love for this gold-digging, low-level, dime-a-dozen, mushy, pointless, dangling, overused, flappy fish market. I'm so fucking happy she wants to go to fight this out. She will hit the wall hard, and I cannot wait to have this waste of a cum guzzler out of my life. I met a fucking sublime little Russian here, which made me realize the time I blew on that 50-cent stripper. I wouldn't touch her with a goddamn glove. I can only hope that karma kicks in and takes the gift of breath from her.
Bro, right? Dude, what on earth, man?
This is so savage, dude.
It's just like, gosh. You know, so don't forget, you know, he just went ham, you know. But, I mean, after years of just
of verbal,
manipulation.
Verbal abuse and manipulation.
Emotional
abuse,
you know. And
you get sick of it.
He couldn't take it anymore. He's just sitting there on the stand, like he's like, yep, I said that.
Honestly, that's like a lot of just him blowing off steam.
Yeah, I know it is.
In a very, like, reasonable way. Like, to just text a friend, like, ah, she's a bitch. That's so much better than to, like, tell it to her face or to, you know, be physical.
I agree. Like, and she said stuff too that's bad.
She threw a freaking bottle at him and severed his finger.
Yeah, it's insane, dude. She also shit on his bed. So yeah. I don't know. I mean,
Amber Turd over here.
Amber Turd. Amber Turd. Anyway, cool. Wow. Geez. Moving on, dude. What do you want to talk about? Matt, what do you got for us, bro?
Bro.
Anything wild? Anything crazy?
Well,
everything's
I mean,
up and up. Oh, dude, I've got something. I forgot to mention this, dude. This is interesting, if nothing else. Let me get to it. I have a lot of tabs open here. I need to find it. Oh, found it. Boom. There we go. Check this ish out, bro. In Texas, a woman becomes pregnant while already being pregnant, gives birth to twins.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. So it's not because she had sex twice. I know that's what everyone's thinking listening right now. No, it's because apparently she ovulates two eggs or whatever, and then one gets I don't know, for lack of, I don't want to get into it, pregnant, and the other one gets
fertilized.
Fertilized, there you go. Fertilized. The other one gets pregnant. Anyway, whatever. I'm a man, obviously.
You're a single dude.
I'm a single dude. I'm a white cisgendered male.
Okay.
Just kidding, dude.
He him.
Yeah. And then the second one gets fertilized like apparently a few minutes or hours later. Or a day. I don't know, something like that. It's wild. It's crazy, dude. And she gave birth to both of them.
Twins. That's extremely rare.
It is. It's 0.3%. Sorry, 0.03%. Yeah, 0.3% of pregnant women It says suffer from this condition, but I don't think that's suffering.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I mean, if, like, she wanted to be a mom, and she was thinking about having another one, so she's like, this is amazing. Pop them out at once,
dude.
Two for
the price of one, bro.
Get rid of it. Get done with it. Sorry, get done with it. That's all I... Get done with it.
Get it over with.
Get it over with.
Get the birthing and pregnancy
over
with.
Wow, that could have gone way bad.
Yeah.
That's a gaffe. Go ahead, splice that up, YouTube. Yeah, dude, that's what I got about that. So,
well, that's pretty cool. So we're still waiting on the actual decision of Roe v. Wade. We talked about that last time, but that's still pending. We're still waiting.
Well, yeah, it'll be.
I think they should have released it already. Like, we're all just like sitting.
Really?
Here. Yeah. Even if it's leaked like that, just go ahead and release it.
I don't think so.
No.
Because of social pressure.
Because you might be then other leakers might be influenced to do that.
Yeah, you're thinking. I mean, I'm thinking they wait a little while, people forget about it, which has pretty much already happened, and they wait for the news cycle to keep going, and then they're
a week later,
and then they're like, boom, here we go, here it is, here's the decision, and they don't have to worry about it because I think that it's going to be overturned, and they don't want that social pressure, dude. You know where that goes? BLM made that clear.
Oh, dude. Speaking of BLM, bro, so glad you said that.
The parties,
not even the mansions or the parties, or the fact that Patrice Cullors paid her brother $100,000 for security.
No, $800,000.
Sorry, yeah, it was a million.
$100,000,
right.
Might have been
reasonable,
believable.
A reasonable annual salary,
believable
for a chief of security.
Sure,
for, you know, $6 million mansion. But yeah, she embezzled
$800,000. Yeah, it's wild.
She embezzled millions and millions of dollars. Her baby daddy got $1 million. So
yeah,
just terrible, terrible person.
And all that money was directly tied to. Let's just make that clear. Directly tied to the donations. It wasn't like she was cleaning it. It wasn't like
she took the money somehow.
She literally took the money and paid all the crap off.
Yep.
And paid.
And
her,
local
her way.
Local BLM chapters are still like, we're still waiting for our money. It's like, well, you're never going to get it. She's a shyster, just like Al Sharpton. She's a race baiting shyster. But I will say. Daily Wire is coming out with a documentary about BLM. Candace is coming out with a documentary about BLM and George Floyd and how much of a piece of shit George Floyd was because he was. He's a terrible person. And nobody wants to acknowledge that. They're too scared that he's already become a martyr in public opinion.
Yeah.
And my wife brought up a really good point. She was like, a martyr dies for a cause, period. Like, George Floyd didn't die for any cause at all. He died because he overdosed on fentanyl. That's it. And that's even according to the autopsy. He had a lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. There's no evidence of him being choked to death.
Right.
Period. They even testified in court that Derek Chauvin's knee was on his back and on his shoulder blades, not on his neck. It was not on his neck. That's bullshit. And everyone, even like Fox News, even sometimes the Daily Wire will say, oh, because Derek Chauvin had his knee on his neck. No, it was proven in court, testified, multiple witnesses, in the video evidence, that Derek Chauvin's knee was not on George Floyd's neck. George Floyd had a panic attack and OD'd right there, and that's how he died. Now, Derek Chauvin is guilty of not rendering aid immediately, and that's about it. He followed protocol. He followed every protocol that there was in the Minneapolis PD handbook. And the fact that he was surrounded by people videoing him and taunting him and throwing things at him made the whole situation very, very unstable. And the fact that that situation was so unstable, they couldn't allow paramedics in. The paramedics have to be cleared by the PD. It has to be a stable situation for the paramedics to come in. And it didn't exist. So Candace is going and interviewing like George Floyd's old roommates and stuff, like people that really knew him, not just his family that was never there. His brother, his dad were never there. They didn't know him that well. It's a whole giant lie. And the fact that they made him a martyr, they have a fucking statue of this guy in New York.
Well, yeah, yeah. And
the fact that a guy threw a milkshake on the statue and got charged with a freaking hate crime.
Whoa, what?
Yes. He threw a milkshake on George Floyd's face, which he deserves. This guy does not deserve monuments at all. He deserves a tiny little gravestone, and that's it. Like, this guy was...
He had a wall, and he got lightning bolted away.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. I was so happy when I saw that.
Coincidence?
Yeah, right? I think that was a smite.
Barrel. Get some psilocybin going.
I mean, just a little bit of background. Like, George Floyd was using counterfeit money right before he died. He was resisting arrest. He was crying for his mom, even though he was 45 years old. He was... At one point, he was convicted of armed robbery when he aimed his gun at a pregnant woman's belly and robbed her. And then his friends beat her up and then left her. So that's who George Floyd is. That's just tip of the iceberg of the shit he's done. Long rap sheet, terrible person. Now he's the martyr of the left, and I'm just so glad that there's going to be a really cool documentary that's going to expose that and just blow that whole narrative out of the water. And it's something that we can point to and go, look, you don't believe me? Go listen to the people that lived with George Floyd. Go listen to the people that interacted with him on a daily basis, and they'll tell you he's not a good guy. Okay.
Watch the documentary come out, and they're all like, yeah, he's a saint. And Candace is like, I have changed my position. And we're all like, oh, crap.
Right, exactly.
Next podcast, yeah, we were wrong. That's not going to happen. But yeah, I mean, that's, dude, I get
it. The previous
four
look really good.
I just think that they're past it. I think the left.
Oh, no, once that narrative is out there, it's so impossibly hard to change minds about that. It's so ingrained in people. The whole Michael Brown hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah, now it's not about George Floyd anymore. It's just the whole thing. It's a whole cultural freaking ideology branched off from it.
Yeah.
Wokeness. Yeah. You know, added to the woke stuff.
But man, it's just, I feel like the left bases, especially when it comes to race, bases all of that, those narratives on just lies. It's crazy. Like the lies that they make up. Like Trayvon Martin was just out to go get Skittles, okay? He wasn't casing houses to break into, which is probably what he was doing.
I mean, I would say Washington Post and CNN are at the leading edge of the narratives for the left. And
that's
CNN,
that's not to defend Zimmerman.
No. But CNN, they got a guy that runs it, that does the stories, that's from reality TV. Essentially how that works. He was in reality TV before he gets on CNN. He's good at embellishing stories. He's good at adding new things to stories. That's right. His point. That's hype. His thing. He's a reality TV guy, you right. know, and he's just bringing that to the news because they were literally trying. Their whole plan was we need to engage a younger audience.
Mm-hmm.
What better way than to use reality TV and make it interesting and entertaining? And here we are today.
I mean, that's almost like what the news cycle is now. It's right. like mainstream media, and I lump in Fox News with like mainstream media. It literally is just reality TV.
Right. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp was like the biggest watched trial of all time.
Yeah.
Even more than Rittenhouse.
You know what's crazy is that this whole time this Pfizer dump between the Pfizer and the FDA has been going on and nobody's talking about it.
Well, the same thing with Sussman, except that's over now. But
Sussman
that
was so disappointing.
Was it? I don't know if they have.
It was expected because the jury. So here's the
background.
The jury's
insane, yeah.
The background for Sussman. So if you don't know this is about the John Durham investigation, which is the special counsel that was appointed by then Attorney General William Barr under Trump. So Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr appoints a special investigator. By the name of John Durham, to go investigate the Russia hoax, the whole like Russia-Trump colluding hoax. It was an absolute lie. Like I said, the left loves to come up with lies and run with it. This time they gave it to the FBI, and the point guy between the Clinton campaign and the FBI was this guy named Michael Sussman. He's a lawyer for the Clinton campaign, a little scumbag lawyer who is so just like not even clever enough to he wanted to build the Clinton campaign for the time he spent lying to the FBI. And the thing is, when he went to go lie to the FBI and tell them that the Russian dossier was credible and real, and he was there under his own volition and not there under any, the FBI specifically asked him, are you here representing any candidate? And he said, no, I'm not. I'm here under my own volition as a concerned citizen. He was getting paid by the Clinton campaign. That is straight up lying to the FBI, which is a felony. He just got acquitted. He was charged with lying to the FBI and just got acquitted. Now, it has to be a lie that's germane to their investigation, which means it has to be a lie that he told that basically let's just say it has to be specifically about the investigation. And the fact that it kind of was and kind of wasn't is, I feel like that's a misnomer. He should have been charged with just lying to the FBI. Period. They narrowed it down to two specifically, I think, the prosecution did. But anyway, the jury for this, so this took place in Washington, D.C., this trial, and the area that the jury was pulled from voted 90% for Clinton, and there were several, more than one members of the jury that said that they would have to set aside personal political preferences for this trial.
Yeah, his sister was on the jury, dude.
Whose?
Sussman's sister was on the jury.
Yeah.
How is that even a...
Yeah, the jury selection process was a joke. And the thing is, the prosecution is completely at fault for that. Like, the whole jury nullification, they have to do their research, they have to do their due diligence.
It's a jury of his peers.
Yeah, but you can't... Yeah, that's the thing, is you can't be biased like that. That's crazy to me.
Right.
And I can't remember. There's another. Juror that was, I think, worked for the Clinton campaign.
Yeah,
or something.
I mean, there
like
was a
that.
Lot of
it
ties.
It was just
right.
So ridiculous. That how one was how the direct close relative. They were.
Right.
Yeah, and one of the jurors' kids played sports with Michael Sussman's kid. So it's like.
You just went to the neighborhood and got
it's
all
his ridiculous.
Friends?
Oh, but they found out their kids were on the same team after the trial was over. That's when they found out. What kind of bullshit is that? You know the parents that your kids play with, like or that your kids' friends. Yeah. You know the parents of your kids' friends.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous. I think the whole and now I'm thinking, wow, I'm losing confidence in Durham. I've heard he's a really good prosecutor. He's very thorough. He's taking his sweet ass time, that's for sure. And the biggest fish you have, I mean, he's gotten a couple of cooperations here and there. But Sussman is a guy that should have been, he should have been the fall guy. So I don't know I don't know who's going after next, but I hope it's the FBI. I hope it's Peter Strzok, because that guy was just a total waste of a suit.
Waste of a suit.
Yeah.
Bro, suits are expensive,
thing
man.
I can say about it.
All right, dude. Well, that's it for us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah? That was a good episode, I think. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We just nailed it all, you know?
Yeah. Hopefully the Durham investigation will get more intense, but that was a bad setback.
Well, yeah, and we need to see it. We need to actually see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Same with, I guess, the Pfizer stuff. If you guys want to look that up, look it up.
The document dump, yeah. I think more will come out about that in a few weeks.
Right.
It's going to have to be trolled through for sure.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, guys, you know what to do. You like, share, subscribe, share the show being the main thing. Love you guys. Go ahead and review us, and we will send out a shirt to you on iTunes or Facebook. That's the Toasty Podcast, everywhere you get your podcasts. So stay toasty.
Stay toasty, everybody.
That's not fair, and I'm here for that. See what I've seen to back for that. Learn as I go, just an act for that. Back, 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 back for that. But this ain't one of them boom, boom paps, and this ain't one of them smash collabs, and I go hard like smash and grab, it's a beer. Yeah. Now all I want to do is make clear that all I'm trying to do is rap, but not like one of them mumble queers, because all they seem to know is trap. You notice how I switch the flow for y'all, just to see y'all clap. Look, when it comes down to it, I'll get right down to it. Yeah.
Toasty.